Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Ooh, we got a good show for you today. Oh, we're about empowerment. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. So thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a pretty good-sized quack report today, but we're going to be talking in the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about red tape, our favorite thing, right? But how it's affecting everybody. Health-wise and beyond. So we're going to talk about that. Also, I was asked to talk about the cervical cancer issue. We touched on that a little bit the other day with the herbal suppositories. And so someone wanted me to cover the topic in more detail, so we're going to do that. You ask, and I shall do my best. And if we get time, we can maybe talk about some copper minerals and how that will help you out. So we got lots to talk about. But before we talk about all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. pray for them, lift them up in prayer all the time, and all of America. I'm praying for righteous leadership. I'm praying for every single righteous person on the planet. You know, God's hand of protection be on you. May he hide you under the shadow of his wings and be your shield and buckler. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. And, you know, truth and justice, that's what we need to plead for. We're supposed to seek his face and mind the time about that. And his will be done, but, you know, we got to do our part. So a moment in prayer is a moment never, ever, ever wasted. Ever. So mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Oh, boy. Doctors are in the news. All right. National Science Foundation funding some research into some more implantable microchips capable of monitoring patients. So doctors can basically avoid those pesky private manual healthcare checks. You know, why have to see you face to face when I can just read a printout from your wireless remote chip? This is where it's going. Implantable antennas is what they're calling them. They'll keep track of patients, their vital signals. The device will be implanted just beneath the skin. It's capable of monitoring medical devices and also uploading, downloading data. So this project has been categorized as a way to attain better, what they call long-term patient monitoring. And the medical, you know, with the medical devices that are implantable, like pacemakers, retinal implants, they said that this is just the natural step. Implantable antennas, these devices are necessary to help, you know, monitor even the battery level of a pacemaker. Got to have that. But here's the thing. They're also going to be used in tattoos. That's right. So they're going to have microchips in special ink for tattoos. So the device would have a large range without the need for an internal battery. So these special tag antennas are comprised of what they call conductive ink and would resemble tattoos, so requiring little to no maintenance. So there you go. Go to the tattoo parlor and you got a spunky little gal on your arm there, and she may be also uploading and downloading things. what else they have? Oh, implantable chips will allow the drug companies to treat people for diseases they don't even have yet. Right, devices won't just monitor you and your health status. There's companies already working on the next generation of devices that will be able to detect diseases before you even get them. Technically, I think that's not possible, but okay. But they say it'll allow doctors to treat patients for conditions before they even develop symptoms. So drug giant Johnson & Johnson's on this bandwagon. They are working on a project called Disease Interception Accelerator, and somehow it's going to be able to identify your disease before you actually develop one. So I can just imagine unscrupulous doctors out there be able to treat patients based on the findings of this device without you even having a symptom, which is against ethical code of the medical association, I'll have you know. But, you know, ethics be damned, right? It seems that way lately. What else they have? Here's a doctor from Austria, northern Austria, Linz, Austria, Dr. Professor Hubert Eger, University of Linz. World's first feeling leg prosthesis for amputees. So this artificial leg is capable of stimulating feelings. So it feels like a real limb, and it helps negate that phantom pain. That's right. It's an innovation that was developed by this Professor Eger, University of Linz. Announced or shown off Monday. Surgeons first, what they do is rewire remaining foot nerves. Let's say you have a missing leg, foot. So they rewire your foot nerves from your stump to healthy tissue in your thigh, placing them just close to the skin surface. And then these sensors are fitted into the foot sole of the prosthesis. and they're linked to so-called stimulators inside the shaft where the stump would sit. So a former teacher, his name is Wolfgang Ranger. He lost his leg in 2007 after suffering from a blood clot, and he has spent the last 6 months working with this research team testing the new prosthesis. And he says, it feels like I have a foot again. I no longer slip on ice. I can tell when I walk on gravel or concrete or grass or sand. It even I can even feel small stones. So that's really neat. So every time he takes a step or applies pressure, that sensor goes off and the device signals, and it's sent it to his brain. And the sensors tell the brain, hey, there's a foot here now. It's walking on the ground. And in 2010, the same professor presented a mind control prosthetic arm, which the user directed with motor neurons previously connected to the lost limb. But this artificial leg, he says, same principle, just works in a reverse. Information is guided from the prosthesis to the brain. So it gives added balance and safety, he says. It provides more remarkable function, gets rid of that excruciating pain, phantom pain. Also, he says patients sleep better when they get rid of the phantom pain because the brain gets increasingly more sensitive because it's seeking information from that lost limb. But when you have this, it kind of calms all that down, and they tend to sleep better. All right, moving along in the Quack Report. Here's a doctor warning risky new trend called genital enhancements. Oh, boy. Harley Street, he's a skin specialist. Harley Street has a skin specialist called Dr. Natu Nordish, and he says he gets requests, a wide range of requests, from all kinds of things in the southern region of the body. He gets people requesting fillers to be injected into their genitalia to enhance them. He says these treatments can be complicated, can have complications. You can have painful swelling, nerve paralysis, and bleeding. Of course, he doesn't do them. He refuses to do them. But he says injecting your private area with non-surgical procedures such as derma fillers and Botox, it's going to be associated with risk. Mm-hmm. Man, I thought injecting that stuff in the face was bad enough. Last but not least in the Quack Report, billionaires that met Monday at the Financial Times Business of Luxury Summit in Monaco have a warning for everybody. They're all upset. And for instance, Johan Rupert, South African billionaire, got wealthy selling Cartier jewelry. He said that there's tension between the rich and the poor, and he says it's set to escalate as robots and artificial intelligence fuel mass unemployment. Well, yeah. Founder and chairman Richmont said that he expects advances in technology to lead to job losses after having read a lot of books on the subject recently. He says there's a lot of conflicts that are going to be coming up with the social classes to make even selling luxury goods more tricky as the rich will try to conceal their wealth. So he says, how is society going to cope with structural unemployment and envy hatred? Social warfare. He says, we're destroying the middle class. At this stage, it's going to affect everybody. It's unfair. So what, he says, it's what's keeping me up at night. So we're in for a huge change in society. The collateral damage from the financial crisis is yet to come, they say. So they're telling everybody, get prepared. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Alrighty, we're gonna be talking about some interesting things this hour. We're gonna be talking about some of this bureaucratic explosion that's really affecting everybody's health. Everybody's getting affected. Think about it. The more safety and equality that people say they demand and want. ...45-year explosion of bureaucratic rules from both federal and state governments in the United States starting in 1970. So these rules are really not just about criminal justice or business regulations or taxes. These rules are hampering every facet of life. So we're going to take a look at how these massive regulations affect everything that you care about. We're going to go back for a little bit because, you know, prior to World War II, the government kept rulemaking to a minimum. According to financialtownhall.com, the data documentation of records regarding rulemaking by the government began in 1936. So the government had an estimated 2,000 pages of rules in 1936. That's not too many rules. That's not too much, right? I think it's still too much, but, you know, compared to what we got now. By 1942, that estimated rules, 2,000 pages of rules, that jumped to 20,000 pages. So in just 6 years, the government gained a 90% increase in bureaucratic activity and control. So in the 1970s, the United States had an estimated 60,000 pages of regulation. And by 2011, get this, there was more than 80,000 pages of rules per year. This makes, you know, the Ten Commandments in comparison look pretty good. Just 10 rules, 10. All right, we're going to, it's just amazing. The explosion of rules. It's just mind-boggling because it's just an explosion. So what we have what we're doing is we're promoting more rules. So what do all these rules promote? Well, here are the areas that tend to generate a lot of rule books: the Environmental Protection Agency and the financial markets and banking. So just these two areas have touched the lives of every U.S. citizen. Now, by 2010, under the Obama administration, the rulemaking went on hyperdrive. So according to the Heritage Foundation, by 2010, we had 106 new federal regulations with major implications that cost the U.S. taxpayer $46 billion a year. So this feat outdid the previous administration by four times. So when we look at the data report by Wayne Crew, by the way, Wayne Crew, he's an author. He's also the director of technology studies at the Comparative Enterprise Institute, and they explore the impact of government regulations in several areas, including free enterprise, antitrust and competition policy, safety, environment, data science, privacy, online security, broadband policy, and intellectual property, just to name a few. So Crew is reporting that from 2010 to 2012, the Obama administration added over 76,000 pages of new rules and regulations. Now, the Affordable Care Act was responsible for a majority of this bureaucracy. So the area of, you know, health and human services and resources began to expand under the Affordable Care Act, and it embarked on creating a huge new insurance marketplace. So the IRS was also in this bureaucratic pie, writing a slew of new rules encompassing 13,000 pages at the onset. So with the current administration, you know what I've noticed? They do the opposite of what they confess to be doing. Here's a quote from Barack Obama. He says, rules have gotten out of balance and have a chilling effect on growth of jobs. Our new get-tough policy on over-regulation will be a comprehensive review of such regulations imposed by the federal government, end of quote. Well, what that means is, it sounds like we're going to get rid of a lot of rules and unburden you, but actually what they're doing is the opposite. So Obama made that statement January of 2011, and we continue to endure with more rules that have increased the cost, $16 billion, all this regulation. Yeah. But, you know, all these regulations, it's like a tax. It costs money. Who pays it? We do. So no one likes higher taxes, yet that's basically what regulation is doing. They burden the people with more costs. So Each time a regulation's created and implemented, it takes away from everybody's paycheck. So one of the hardest hit segments is small business, the middle class. So the National Federation of Independent Business said, the biggest problem the U.S. faces in the market isn't poor sales, but regulations and red tape. So it's strangling the life out of opportunities in the economy. You know, tyrants tend to do that. They like telling you that you can't do something. So excessive legislation and regulations, pretty tyrannical. That's what they are. So when a small business owner is told, hey, you can't sell your product in this venue unless you employ experts at $300 an hour to help you navigate all this red tape, and there's no guarantee that after you jump through all the hoops that you'll be able to meet the regulatory demands and sell you the product. So this red tape, it sacrifices jobs, growth, and liberty. So we're told that the regulations are in the public's best interest. However, most of the time, this is a falsehood. Regulatory excess is nothing more than politicians and lawmakers binging on control and greed. Regulatory excess pushes up costs for everybody and limits choices. All right, so let's look at some of the big hitters. The regulatory laws considered to be the major league, the big hitters, are those that generate $100 million annually in costs. So according to the Federal Register and other government databases, by 2011, the Obama administration enacted over 3,600 rules, and nearly 80 of those cost the U.S. $100 million a year. So for these new rules, out of them, 32 imposed new mandates or burdens on the private citizen. By 2012, there were 10,215 new rules with 244 major regulations costing $100 million each, and 106 included new burdens for the U.S. citizen. Estimated cost of the new rules, $46 billion. Here's another quote from Barack Obama. He says this January 12th, State of the Union address, I've approved fewer regulations in the first 3 years of my presidency than my Republican predecessor did in his. Well, according to the Heritage Foundation, real important to discern between rules that increase regulatory burdens on individuals and businesses and those that do not, like aviation maintenance bulletins. Although Bush's regulations may not have cost as much, about $8.1 billion, both Bush and Obama really haven't done the people of the U.S. any favors with massive and oppressive regulation. And let's talk about the tower of regulation. It's towering. The Federal Register is huge. The Daily Caller did a report on the Federal Register, which in 1936, contained a little over 2,600 pages. Over the decades, this rule book has expanded to nearly 80,000 pages per year. So this is a good measuring stick for laws that are burdening the people. So if you line up the pages end to end, it would fill over 200 football fields in length. In 1993, the media jested that the Federal Register published its 10,000th commandment. So the government is adding 286 pages of regulations per day. Per day. You don't even know what they are. Average citizen probably blows his nose and he's broken like 300 of them. Okay, so put another way, a ream of paper is 500 pages. A carton of paper contains 10 reams or 5,000 pages. So if you wanted to print off, let's say, just the last 20 years of the Federal Register, you'd need 286 cartons of paper. Well, let's say you printed it off and you wanted to stack the pages up like a tower. Well, it would be 476 feet tall, and it would weigh 7 tons. Now I ask you, is this environmentally friendly? You know, where are the tree huggers when you need them? So your Federal Register tower would be almost as tall as the Washington Monument, 555 feet. However, now if you kept adding to your tower with the new regulations each day, your tower would surpass the Washington Monument by the year 2016. So this isn't, if this isn't an indication that we're drowning in red tape, I don't know what is. Well, you know, I think we're at our last stand, basically, with freedom. Here's what I've learned. European countries of the European Union, Australia and New Zealand, have lost much of their free access to medicinal plants. They have to see a licensed doctor in order to be prescribed that which our creator said was for all to have. Now, some parts of the world, such as India, still have access, and the United States does also, but for how long? The World Health Organization wants to food harmonize products all over the place. So creeping regulation is chewing away at our God-given right to have herbs for good health. So the whole thing is so overwhelming, people can't even imagine it. So today is the day to learn as much about medicinal herbs as you can, and then stock as much as you can. Stock your herbs up. Herb tinctures will have a shelf life of 10 years, and in an environmentally controlled area, your herb powders will have a shelf life of 5 years. So this will be the these two, the tinctures and powders, are the fastest acting in the body, okay? So you want something that acts fast, works quickly. Apothecary Herbs does specialize in your herbal liquids and tinctures and your powders to support your immune system, to detoxify the body, and they have other things as well. So if you want to call them for a free product catalog today, their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you go online and visit them, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And you can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well. And don't forget, they still have their Father's Day special on through the 15th, so you'll save 20% on your orders of $50 or more by typing in DAD15 in your shopping cart or mentioning it over the phone or putting it on your mail order. So the coupon is posted on their homepage if you want to cut and paste it there and save 20%. So good time to do that for yourself, for your dad, for everybody. We're going to take a break. More on the other side.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Moldies in there. I like that. All right, we're going to talk about cervical cancer. We've talked about this before. It seems to be an important topic for a lot of people. It used to be the leading cause of cancer death for women in the United States, but now it's the fifth most common cause of cancer among women worldwide. So modern medicine says, you know, the decrease in the death rate is due to the fact that, you know, women are better educated. They get earlier screenings and all that. But each year, Americans spend about $2 billion to treat cervical cancer. So there's an average of 12,000 women being diagnosed with the disease and about 4,000 that die annually from it. So in America, cervical cancer is pretty much the eighth most common form of cancer for women. And worldwide, there are approximately 471,000 cases. A woman dies from this disease worldwide every 2 minutes. So in less developed countries like Central America, South Africa, cervical cancer is the second most common cancer for women, and there's about 300,000 deaths a year there. Or let's look at the risks. According to the Western Journal of Medicine, the average age for women to develop cervical cancer is around 50. However, women as young as 17 can develop the disease. And medicine states that the precancer cells can take 10 to 15 years to develop and then flag up early on detection for doctors to know it, notice. So modern medicine is claiming that 90%, if there's a 90% cure rate with their procedures if the disease is caught early enough. Now, physicians are stating that the introduction of the Pap smear test in 1941 as the early detection method reduced the number of cervical cancer deaths. So only one can wonder, you know, if the pharmaceutical industry really intends to replace the Pap smear with the highly promoted Gardasil vaccine. So the vaccine is advertised to prevent cervical cancer spread by papillomaviruses, but up till now, the only risk of having a Pap smear is if the test offered a false negative result, meaning, you know, you thought you had cancer when you didn't. But the Gardasil vaccine, on the other hand, offers women more risk. The Judicial Watch investigated why this vaccine was so heavily marketed and lobbied in Congress to make the vaccine required for all female girls. But in 2008, they uncovered some very sensitive documentation that was in the possession of the U.S. FDA, which documented Gardasil's dark side. So the FDA documented the following deadly side effects to Gardasil: anaphylactic shock, foamingat the mouth, grand mal convulsions, coma, and paralysis. So investigators are convinced this isn't all that the Gardasil delivers. There are now cases being documented where young women in their teens and 20s are experiencing the following side effects right after receiving the vaccine: headaches, nausea, cramps, dizziness, chills, fatigue, pulmonary arrest, chest pains, acute cardiac arrhythmia, and death. So after deadly reactions were evident, the Texas Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Association of the American Physicians and Surgeons and the American Academy of Environmental Medicine have publicly advised against mandatory vaccination and against the Gardasil or any drug that, you know, has little testing as well as no evidence of long-term value. Well, let's look at some truth here about Pap smears. Although Pap smears appear to help prevent cervical cancer, they are really tools used to compel women to have biopsies or surgery of the cervix before a problem exists. So medicine would have you believe that the error margin of a Pap smear is insignificant, or a mere 10%. So what you are not told is that there are other variables that will influence the reading of your test, such as the quality of the kit itself, how it's prepared and used, and was their adequate sample submitted, and was the kit analyzed under optimal or ideal conditions. So women are also not informed that a Pap smear in itself can actually cause enough inflammation to produce a bad Pap smear reading the next time it's done. So gynecologists will classify Pap smears into categories of 1 through 5. So classification 1 means really nothing's wrong. Classification 2 means little inflammation, and most women will be put on alert by their doctor at this point. You have this kind of inflammation, you can have it from intercourse or using a tampon that, you know, contained bleach or fibers, or by taking antibiotics that has created a yeast infection. So do not misunderstand. These are not cancer grades, but Pap smear classifications. So at the mere reading of a class 2 Pap smear indicating inflammation, the woman would then be advised to have, let's say, a D&C, a dilation and cuterage of the cervix, which in 2009 cost about $6,000, of which insurance companies paid half. Now, one of the many herbal professors that I have felt that Pap smears were actually tools that gynecologists used to make their country club payment with. So because of the prevalence of malpractice lawsuits, physicians tend to go beyond the routine biopsy of taking just a little tissue and do a cone biopsy and take the entire cervix to prevent cancer of the cervix within 5 years of the biopsy. But the patient didn't have cancer, but this is just a way doctors have learned to practice their craft to protect themselves against lawsuits. So this means that 99% of the women with class 2 pap smears think they had the beginnings of cancer when all they had was a little inflammation. So according to the medical textbooks, class 3 pap smears just means advanced inflammation and no cancer at all. And when you get to class 4 and 5, this indicates there could be the presence of cancer cells. All right, Dr. Mendelsohn, former top doctor of the U.S., said this: if you are sick, whatever is going on, don't go to a doctor and don't ever walk into a hospital. I think Dr. Carley says the same thing. Well, let's just look at this a little closely. What can we do if you hear from your doctor, well, your pap smear came back and it's a class 4 or 5, so what do you do? Well, can you turn things around yourself without the risk of surgery, post-op, infections, and drugs? Well, first of all, if a woman goes to her gynecologist religiously, she won't have a cervix by the time the pap smear comes back showing cancer. They would have removed it already. So her doctor would have biopsied the cervix basically into oblivion. So these biopsies can also create infection, making a complete hysterectomy necessary. So the cervix is the opening of the uterus. This is the area that dilates when a baby is born. So not having a cervix could significantly impact childbearing, intercourse, and the use of birth control devices. And many women who have actual cancer and even evidence of a tumor that they don't want surgery, and they offer them options. Let's shrink your tumor with radiation to kill the cancer, and then we'll send you off to do some holistic treatments. The problem with this is the radiation is not localized enough. When a woman is getting it, the radiation beam will have the spread pretty much of a shotgun blast and tends to damage surrounding tissue. And it's not uncommon for women who have been talked into this treatment with radiation, and it tends to burn holes into the rectum or vagina, creating openings where, you know, infection can occur. So what happens is this pinpoint localized high-tech laser beam, what happens is it's not that high-tech, it's not that localized. And unfortunately, the patient doesn't get the opportunity to go for the holistic treatment. All right, let's look at the female survival plan for a sec. Being a female myself, I like to make use of God's good herbs, and there are many that are made just for us gals. So herbs like Mexican wild yam, demania leaf, licorice root, hops flower, Viatex berries, and Dong Quai root are very good. Many of the female herbs contain this super nutrition to feed the endocrine system. So the endocrine system makes hormones. So it balances the hormonal system, makes the right amount of hormones for your particular time of life. So if you have like heavy menstrual bleeding and severe cramping, you can use these herbs to correct all that. And then if you'd like, you can even do some cleanses to purify, especially the bowel, which is real close to the uterus. That's important. So there are many natural therapies that you can combine, use with herbs. You can use some castor oil packs. You can use herbal dishes or suppositories, and of course your cleanses to improve circulation, remove toxins, and, you know, just really clean up the area and improve the reproduction system within about 30 days. So for women, it's real important to keep clean and healthy, especially their bowel area, female reproduction system, and because the bowel tends to wrap around the uterus, and if you have a leaky gut, it can leak toxins and infect the uterus. Now, specialized medicine, I should say, has you think that, you know, you're made up of separate body parts, but we're not. Body parts touch one another. They chemically communicate through the nervous system even. So a sick bowel can actually press, flatten, squeeze, and even prolapse a uterus in a skinny minute. So if you experience painful periods, it's most likely that the uterus swells once a month and feels the pressure from a congested bowel. And what I would do if I were you would do the bowel cleanse and use the female herbs to balance the cycle. Now, there are some herbal suppositories. We mentioned it quickly the other day, and this is what prompted some listeners to say, hey, we need to know more about this. Suppositories are made with herbs, and they're designed to feed malnourished organs, and they're excellent to apply to address maybe infection or reproductive sick organs. So herbal suppositories will actually draw away toxins and poisons, even bacteria and fungus, and make the malfunctioning area clean and healthy again. So if I would also help, it also helps to reduce inflammation and the body to take care of some serious cells that are mutating into something like cancer. So there are some ingredients that I like to use in herbal suppositories. I'll use some coconut oil and some tea tree oil, golden seal root, yellow dock, poke root, garlic, cayenne, and marshmallow root. And what you can do is obtain these herbs and get them in a fine powder form and then mix equal parts of them together. The tea tree oil is kind of a multi-spectrum antibiotic and antifungal agent, and you can put the coconut oil in a bowl of warm water before you start to use it to bring it to a liquid state. And then you mix the powdered herbs into the oil and make kind of like a pie crust consistency. Now, if you get it a little too wet, just add a little bit more of the herbs to it. So if it's too dry, then add a little bit more coconut oil. And what you do is you roll it out like a pie dough and between your hands, you know, make it like into a pencil-like shape, about the size and circumference of your middle finger, approximately an inch in length. Make several of them in this size and then, you know, cover them with plastic wrap and place them in the refrigerator for several hours and they'll get a little firm. So your herbal suppositories can now be inserted and they could go either into the vaginal canal or the rectum, and you can apply a little olive oil if it helps to insert them easier. And then you can insert them before bed, wear a sanitary napkin, and leave in overnight. And you can do this for a week if you'd like. The coconut butter will melt at body temperature and leave the herbs there. And in the morning, you can just use like a nice little vinegar dish and repeat if necessary. Because tampons that are made with bleached paper are known to contain a dioxin, a carcinogenic. So you want to look for tampons in health food stores that aren't bleached, or you just use sanitary napkins out there. So if you'd like more information on how to make your own suppositories, Apothecary Herbs does email or snail mail those out if you'd like, and you can request them by giving them a call, and the number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 and request, hey, I need some more information on those herbal suppositories. All right, we got a few more minutes, and we're going to switch gears and talk about copper and how that can help us. Copper is one of those minerals that the body actually needs. Well, there's lots of supplements that are made by pharmaceutical companies. People don't know that. Some of them don't know that. And they're not getting the nutrition they need. In most cases, when we take a single nutrient, like maybe calcium, we're not getting enough of the complementary nutrients that naturally go with it to help our bodies absorb and utilize the calcium. So when we take a single supplement, we can, get out of balance, actually. So calcium needs boron and magnesium with it in order to work properly. And so you got to get the right balance, 2-to-1 ratio. That's what you find in nature. That's what God decided was the right ratio. So, you know, messing around with a bunch of bottle supplements, you may not get that perfect ratio. So that's why I say whole food supplements are the way to go. Well, science has known since the 1920s that copper is an essential nutrient for human, animal, and plant health. Studies done on Americans that are eating the average American diet, they show that half of the amount of recommended trace minerals are present, especially copper. So without trace minerals like iron and zinc and copper, we have difficulty functioning. So the appropriate amount of copper in our bodies makes us more energetic. We have more enzyme function. So we can't have enough enzyme function independent of copper. So you got to remember, the job of the liver is to protect you from poisons with enzymes, and without having essential copper, your liver can't produce those enzymes. So based on scientific research regarding the importance of trace minerals, especially copper, farms all across America routinely feed animals copper supplements. So if animals do not get their trace minerals, they don't grow. They can't digest their food, and they have heart failure and die. Well, let's look at our deficiencies. Man doesn't fare any better without copper than the animals. Most Americans have marginal copper deficiency with few cases of severe deficiency. So if you are low on copper in your system, your hair could turn white, or it could become kinky instead of straight, and your skin will not retain its healthy color. So you can experience things like fatigue, feeling chilled, have low body temperature, have heart problems, develop nervous system disorders, and have low immunity. Now, some of the nervous system disorders could be like Huntington's disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's disease. So research has proved that copper plays an important role in preventing these diseases, including that prion disease that cows get, mad cow disease. Well, let's look at some more research. Some people think a little is good and a lot is better, but if you take too much zinc supplements, it will interfere with your copper absorption in the small intestine and lead to a copper deficiency. So the safe rule of thumb on zinc and copper is a ratio of 5:1. Other substances that can interfere with copper absorption, fiber, fructose, vitamin C, and acids also bind copper and lower its absorption. So elements that improve your copper absorption are iron and calcium, and they help your liver to store the copper. So new research is pointing that copper deficiency may elevate your cholesterol and triglyceride levels and promote arterial sclerosis. So copper helps transport oxygen in your blood and helps your body absorb iron. So your body, in order to build or repair bone, cartilage, tendons, and skin, it's going to require some copper. So if you see people suffering from arthritis and wearing copper bracelets, it's because copper reduces inflammation. And new studies are looking at the role of copper in diabetes and osteoporosis. So here's a list of drugs that tend to strip your body of copper. Several prescribed drugs, from heart disease to bipolar disorder and HIV, can severely lower your copper mineral in your body. So cholesterol drugs, antibiotics, chelation products, HIV drugs, and neurodrugs like Valproic can also do that. Now, can you get too much copper? Well, copper poison is pretty rare, and excess is really, if you get too much, your body likes to excrete it through the urine, and the liver protects you from having too much copper, so kind of rare. And let's look at some copper foods and herbs that will help you out. You'll find more copper in healthy seafood, whole grains, dark leafy green vegetables, nuts, peas, artichokes, radishes, legumes, raisins, and chocolate all have copper in them. But of course, you know, your grains, your fruits, your vegetables, they have to be grown in mineral-rich soil to get that. So let's not forget that. Now, some of the herbs that are important that have natural copper in them are skullcap, sage, white oak bark, horsetail herb, yucca root, brewer's yeast, pumpkin seed, guta cola, and these all have copper concentrates in them. So, you know, try to get your whole food supplements, because that's the moral of the story here. If you're going to take supplements, you know, if you can't get enough of your diet, you know, use a supplement that's made from organic whole food sources. They're not isolated chemicals or petrochemical synthetics. So many supplements are really not organic. They have fillers and binders, and that leads to a lot of allergies in folks. And if you're looking to improve your copper intake, you can turn to your foods and your herbs containing the copper, and they'll also have that calcium and iron with them to help your body absorb and get the right ratio of copper. So, you know, God left nothing to chance here, and it's that perfect balance. And so when you look at your food sources and your herb sources, you're going to get that balance. So products that are whole food will help boost your copper element. So if you're looking for some natural whole food supplements, then you definitely want to check out the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have a calcium formula that has the herbs with some natural calcium and, of course, iron and copper in them. They do have a natural anti-inflammatory called pain relief formula that has that willow bark in there. So that's going to be a little bit of your copper element as well. So you can check all that out at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com. Or give them a call. If you don't have access to the internet, you can ask for a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Or just visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yeah, if you're on there, don't forget you can download a copy of the catalog. They have a PDF download. Or sign up for their free online newsletters. They have a couple of options there for you. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and that will contain health information, financial market, political stuff. So a lot of great stuff for you to digest there. And if you just want healthy information on natural therapies, then the HealthQuest newsletter goes out on Friday. So you can sign up for both if you'd like, and they're free of charge. And you can share them with family and friends and, you know, empower one another with all that great information. So that's optional for you, and I encourage you all to take advantage of that. And don't forget to contact the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading for more information on backup currency. If you want a backup currency along with your backup medicinals, they'll definitely help you out. That's Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can get to their website by typing in discountgoldandtrading.com, or you can give them a call at 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188, and tell them I sent you. That's who I use. So very ethical company. I like them that way. I like the people that, you know their stuff, and they're not pushy, right? You know, those are the businesses with, you know, you hang on to their business card. You do. Ripcord, parachute, that's what it is. You know, it's Lifeline. Helps you out. All right, well, we're out of time. We'll be back later in the week, but don't go too far away. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time. Be well.